The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Ketubot has been dedicated by our dear friend Mr. Elliot Shasho. Hashem Yishmineu V'Hayehu. May the zikut of the limud of Masechet Ketubot stand for him that he should have Be'azat Hashem, Hashanah Tovah Mborechet, Osher Ve'osher Ve'chavod, Shalom Bayit V'Hatzlacha Bechol Ma'aseh Yadav. And Be'azat Hashem, may he continue to be a supporter of Torah and all holy projects. Amen. Daf Lamed Zayin. Today's daf is being studied Ledu Nishmat Abraham Ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tenehenu Begin Eden. Amen. Fu'a Shalema Yosef Ben Sarah Rahamim Chaim Ben Adel V'Sara Bat Rachel Enna Lefanadahem B'Toch Sha'a Chole Amo Yisrael. Amen. We begin today's daf on Lamed Vav Amud Bet, and we begin on the bottom line. Rame le Rav Papa Bar Shmuel the Rav Yosef. So Rav Papa Bar Shmuel is a contradiction to Rav Yosef. Now we're discussing over here the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. We learned in the Mishnah Hershitav Rabbi Yehuda that said that if a lady is taken into captivity, we're able to assume that nothing happened to her, which means we don't assume that the Goyim violated her. That was the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah. The Mishnah actually said that therefore she has Knas, which means therefore if a fellow is Me'anes her, you have to assume that she's a Betula still. And since the law of Knas, of Onis, applies to Betulot, a Shivuya has a deen of Knas. So now the Gemara says that the Papa Bar Shmuel is the contradiction to Rabbi Yosef. Gemara says, V'savar Rabbi Yehuda B'kdushata Kaima. Does Rabbi Yehuda hold that the Shivuya is B'kdushata, that she remains pure, that she wasn't defiled? V'atanya, we have a Braita. A Giyoret Chinit Gaida. You have a Giyoret, that's a lady that converted. Vera'ata dam, and she saw dam nida on the day of her conversion. Rabbi Yehuda omer daya shachta. Rabbi Yehuda holds daya shachta, which means she becomes tameh from that point going forward, and we don't put any retroactive tuma'ah on her. Rabbi Yosef omer harei kechol nashim. Rabbi Yosef says no, we treat her like all other ladies. And she becomes tame'ah retroactively either from 24 hours before or from the last time she made a checking. Now, in order to understand the mahlok between the Biyudah and the Biyoseh, we must analyze a case of a regular Yisraelit lady before we get to the Giyoret. A regular lady that sees dam. So the Torah says once she sees dam, of course she becomes Tame'ah Nida. Whatever she touches, obviously is going to become Tame. But the Hachamim, they came along and they instituted a Tum'ah L'Mafraya. What's Tum'ah L'Mafraya? Retroactive Tum'ah. What were they concerned about? Because they worried that dam that comes out of the Rechim is not Tame'ah Dafka when it comes out. It becomes Tame'ah already from the time it comes out of the womb, which is, it's possible it dislodged out of the womb earlier and didn't exit the body until later. And therefore the concern is that whatever she touched even before this blood exited the body could be already exited the womb, which is higher up, and therefore she is Tame'ah. So how far did the rabbis go to say? So they said, well, whatever she touched within 24 hours before she saw, the taharot that she touched is called me'et la'et, are going to become teme'ah. Or, until the last time she checked and did not see blood. Let's say she made a bidika within 10 hours from the time that she saw. So at least you know from that 10 hours, from that point over there, she made a bidika and she didn't see. So then whatever she touched subsequently from the 10 hours on, is going to be Teme'ah. Which means the rabbis made a law, either Me'et Le'et or Me'pikida Le'pikida. Et Le'et is the 24 hours, Pikida Pikida is from the last checking that she made, whatever is the shortest period of time. That's the way the maximum would be 24 hours. Whatever is the shortest of the two periods, that's what the Hakamim said. So now we discuss the law of a Goya. So the Biyuda's opinion is, she was a Giyoret, she converted, but at that time she saw blood on the day of her conversion. So what did the Biyuda say? Daya Sha'ata. Daya Sha'ata means her time is enough. Meaning, whatever she touches going forward from the time that she sees, then already you say it's Timana. How come you don't put any retroactive on her? So look at that she. Daya Sha'ata. ולא גזרו בה טומאת מעת לעת לטמא טהרות שנגעה בהן משעת טבילה עד שעת ראייה. Which means, we're not going to say that we're going to retroactive her and say that whatever she touched within 24 hours from the time that she went to the mikveh to make her conversion, that from that time on, everything that she touched become tamei. Why? That afilu yatsa dam zeh me'etmol. Because what are you concerned about? That the blood exited her body now, but maybe 24 hours before it dislodged from the womb. So what? Ve'amidu kotle betarechem. You're worried that the walls of the rechem was holding it. Shezehu atam shel me'et le'et b'bnot Yisrael. Because that's the logic of B'not Yisrael. Hello, dam kenaranit kedam behema. It's not mekabel tumah. She was a goya. So therefore, what are you worried about? That the blood was dislodged from before. So it's dam behema. Dam behema is not metame. Vim tomar ni ushem meshetab la neikar viyatsa miyad. So which is fine. So you don't want to go 24 hours. So at least go from the time she converted, which means if she converted at 7 o'clock in the morning. Then now she saw the blood at 8 o'clock in the morning, at least retroactive her 1 hour, because at 7 already she was Jewish. And then maybe it was ne'ekar an hour before. So that she says, Tum'alim afreya d'rabbanani. The whole business of going backwards is midrabbanan. Ve'echa di'ika l'migzar me'et le'et shalem gazur me'pikida le'pikida. That she gives a klal. Where the 24 hour rule is intact, then the rabbi's book goes in also on the pikida le pikida from the last checking. However, if the 24 hour rule doesn't apply, nothing applies. So therefore, in this case, the 24 hour rule doesn't apply because 24 hours before already she was a goya. So therefore, nothing applies. So therefore, we're not going to even say that we retroactively mitameh from the time of her conversion. Because that's the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. So again, a giyoret, that saw blood, she's mitameh adafka daya shata, from her time and on. Whereas Rabbi Yosef comes along and says, no, harei kichol anashim. We treat her like all regular ladies, umitameh le'et le'et, umipikida the pikida, which means he teaches her, he treats her the regular way. 1 hour, which means we put the tumah on her. Now, of course, even though you cannot put the 24-hour rule on her because she was a goya at that time, but just because you don't put the 24-hour rule on her doesn't mean you don't put the mepikida lepikida from the last checking or from the last time that you can put on her. So in this case, from the time that she converted, because maybe you have to assume that the blood got stuck in the kotle arechem. That's the way the Tosafot understands Rabbi Yosef, that we're not going to put the 24 hour rule on her, but we will put from the time of the conversion. Good, now let's continue the next rule. V'tzericha lehamtin shlosha chodashim divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Once she converts, the 3 month rule kicks in. What's the 3 month rule? 3 month rule says that she cannot get married till she waits the period of time that's called havchana to make sure that she's not pregnant. Because if she's going to get married in 3 months, could be she was pregnant already from before she converted, and now you're not going to know exactly who the child belongs to. But after 3 months already, a lady starts to show, and therefore you have to wait 3 months. Rabbi Yosef matin le'ares v'linaseh miyad. Rabbi Yosef says she can get married right away. She does not have to wait the 3 month period. We'll see in the Gemara why not. But the question of the Gemara is as follows. You just told me, Rabbi Yehuda, that a shivuya, a lady that's taken into captivity, that's the Israelite, that's taken into captivity, you're not choshesh that anything happened, that she didn't do anything in the captivity. But over here, you see what? When it comes to a giyoret, she has to wait the 3 month period. Implying what? That a giyoret, before she converts, she went with somebody. So therefore, the Gemara at this point is asking a question from a giyoret to a shivuya. That if a giyoret, she has to wait 3 months, that assumes what? That she was with somebody before she converted. Also, just like a giyoret, you have to assume that she was with somebody. That's why you have to wait 3 months. So the Gemara is shivuya the same. So the Gemara asks, Amar le, giyoret a shivuya karamit? You're asking a question from giyoret to shivuya? What's the comparison? Giyoret lo mintera nafsha. Shivuya mintera nafsha. Which means a giyoret, there's no reason she should protect us. She's not watching herself. There's no reason why she shouldn't have a bi'ah. But she ain't going to shivuyah. She's protecting herself. She doesn't want to have a bi'ah. So therefore she's going to protect herself and do anything she can in her ability not to have a bi'ah when she's taking into captivity. What's the question? So Tosafot over here just makes the question, just so you can have a hava amina a little better. So Tosafot gives a little better hava amina. That by a giyoret, that let's say knows that she's going to convert. So once a giyoret knows she's going to convert, you could assume that she'll stop having a bi'ah, because now she knows she's going to become Jewish, so she doesn't want to be pregnant. And mistama, she didn't have relations for a certain period of time before the conversion, and still, Rabbi Yehuda is choshesh that what? That she did. That what? And therefore she has to wait 3 months. Why? Because a person that's found by the goyim, it's impossible that they didn't go with her. Since she's still goya, even though she has a reason not to have a bi'ah, but rule, you buy the goyim, something's going to happen. Also, shivuya, was also by the goyim, something's going to happen. So that was the question, according to what Tosfot understands. And the Gemara's answer, still, she is not watching herself because she has really nothing to protect herself because of. She's really allowed to go with the goyim at that point. But she's going to shivuya, she's protecting herself. She doesn't want to go with the goyim. Good, so that question is not a question. Alibad Rabiuda. Verame shivuya a shivuya. But the Gemara says, we're going to ask a contradiction from shivuya to shivuya. Why? The Tanya, we have a brighter. Hagiyoret v'shivuya v'shifcha. It's later they converted, later it's in captivity, and a shifcha kana'anit. Shinivdu, they were redeemed. That's talking about the shivuya, she was redeemed from captivity. V'shinit gayiru, that's talking about the goya that converted. V'shinishtachriru, that's talking about a shifcha kana'anit that was freed. Yeterot al benot gimel shanim v'yom echad, right? If she is more than 3 years old in one day, which we know that already, if she had a relation, the betulin are not coming back. Sidichot lamtin gimel chodashim. So they have to wait 3 months. Devrei Rabbi Yehuda. In this case, over the 3 years is showing you that after 3 years already she can, let's say, conceive. And therefore, she has to wait 3 months before she wants to get married. Now, here's the question. A shivuya, Rabbi Yehuda says. Shivuya, you're telling me what? That when she's taken into captivity, before she wants to get married, she's got to wait 3 months. What does that tell you? She doesn't remain b'kedushata in the captivity. And who made that statement? Rabbi Yehuda. Oh, so now you have a direct contradiction from shivuya to shivuya, alibad Rabbi Yehuda. So comes the Gemara and says, now we should point out, I'd like to make a correction. Even though a ketana cannot get pregnant at 3 years old, but the hachamim made a gezera ketana atu gedola. She cannot get pregnant at 3 years old. The point of the 3 years and one day is to tell me the hachamim went so far to say that even 3 years old, she has to wait 3 months. Gezera, for when she becomes a gedola, she'll be able to become pregnant. That's the way that she understands. Now, comes the Gemara and says, so when he asked him that question, this is the Papa Bar Shmuel asking Rabbi Yosef. So when the Papa Bar Shmuel asked Rabbi Yosef this question, what was Rabbi Yosef's reaction? Ishtik. It was quiet. He didn't have an answer. Amar le. So he tells him, this is Rabbi Papa tells Rabbi Yosef, Midi Shami Alach Beha. Did you hear anything about the subject? Which is Rabbi Yosef tells the Papa Bar Shmuel. The Papa Bar Shmuel didn't have an answer. He was quiet. So he tells the Papa Bar Shmuel, do you have an answer? Did you hear anything about this subject? Amar le, hachi amar Rav Sheshat. Yes, Rav Sheshat has an answer. Shina'ua shinib'ila. The case is talking about, you know why she has to wait 3 months? Because we have witnesses that saw in captivity that she was nib'ila. Oh, so already once you have witnesses that saw that she was nib'ila, so then of course she's going to have to wait 3 months. It's not a regular case. It's a case where there was witnesses. Ra'uwa shinib'ila. And therefore she asked now, that means they must have seen her nib'ila, and now from the time that she was nib'ila, she was, let's say, freed. So from that time, you have to wait 3 months in order to be mavhin. Kibbalah says, if that's the case, my ta'amad Rabbi Yosef. So what's the logic of Rabbi Yosef now? Because Rabbi Yosef says you don't have to wait 3 months. What are you talking about? Now it's not even a safek. Now you know she had a via. And what did Rabbi Yosef say? Te'ares v'tenase miyad. Amaraba kasaba Rabbi Yosef. Isha mizana mishamishet bimoch shelo tetaber. A lady, when she's involved in znut, she doesn't want to get pregnant. So what does she do? She uses a moch. Moch is a sponge. So that she learns over there, what is the pshat of the sponge? That after the bi'ah, she takes the moch and she sticks it in over there in order to absorb all the shekmat zera, in order that it shouldn't be kolet, it should not impregnate her. So therefore, they're coming along to say that this shivuya, even if you have witnesses that she was with the goyim, doesn't matter. She has a moch, and she's gonna protect herself, that she should not become pregnant. So the Gemara says, "Bishla magiyoret, kevan de da'ata le'igiyure mintera nafsha." Good. I can understand the giyoret. She knows she's gonna convert. So therefore, the B.U.S.A. does not mandate the 3 month period, because even if she has a B.A.B. before, she's going to use a moch because she doesn't want to get pregnant. I can understand that. Shivuya name de lo yada'a hecha mamtula. I can understand the Shivuya also. She doesn't know where they're going to bring her to. Because even though she's in captivity now, it's possible they're going to end up bringing her to another Jewish community somewhere, and she's going to become redeemed. So she doesn't want to become, she doesn't give up hope. And therefore she's hoping that she's going to be brought to a place where there's going to be Yehudim. Therefore she'll also use a moch. Good. However, shifha nameh, even a shifha. Why would a shifha use a moch when she's still a shifha? Dishama'a mipi mara. Because she hears from her master that he's about to free her. So therefore she has an indication that she's going to be free. Become Jewish when she's free. So therefore, before that time, she's going to use a moch, which means like this. So long as you could assume that the girl, the lady had a preparation, she knew it was coming, the freedom, or she's assuming that she's going to be taken to a place where there's Jews, the way that she says, right, the people are going to come by her, they're going to redeem her. Good. And what the Gemara says, but what about a shifcha that goes out b'shin v'ayin? We have a law that says, if let's say the master hits the shifcha, okay, and her tooth comes out, she goes out automatically at that moment. Or let's say her eye becomes damaged. She becomes free on the spot. Mm. Now in that case over there, she had no warning. So therefore, why would Rabbi Yudas, Rabbi Yosef say in that case over there, that a blanket statement, shifcha, no problem, you have to wait 3 months. Well, why not? In this case, she had no knowledge that she was going to go out free until 2 seconds later when her tooth fell out. So therefore, it could be she was pregnant from before. So therefore, and she wasn't Meshavit to Bemoch. So the Gemara says, V'chi tema kol memela lo amar Rabbi Yosef. And maybe you'll answer me, you're right. When it's memela, meaning when it happened automatically without any warning. Maybe the Bishop wasn't talking about such a case. Well, hare anusa ufuta. What about a case of anusa? Anusa, a lady that was raped, right? Umifuta seduced. The memela that happened without any warning. Vetanya anusa ufuta srikot lamtin shosha kodashim dever biuda. Rabbi Yosef matid learit vinase. Miyad. Yeah. Which means still in that case over there by an anusa, Rabbi Yosef is matirfa to get married immediately, and therefore she had no prior warning to that situation. So the Gemara answers: Ela Amar Rabba Kasabar, Rabbi Yosef Isha Mizana Mitapechet Kedeshelot Abir, which means not the moch situation. Because in the moch situation, you're right. What about an anusa? She had a moch with her? She had no advanced knowledge? The answer is no. Not leave the moch business. That a lady that is involved in znut, what does she do right after the bi'ah? She turns over. She's metapechet. Why? In order for the zera to drain out, in order not to be konet, not to be in her. So therefore, even an anusa, even though she had no warning after, what does she do right after? You'll still have a moch with her, but she'll turn over. She won't get pregnant either. Let's say, even though, let's say, she has no idea that she's getting freed, but still, whenever she's having a bi'ah, she is mitapechet. And therefore, we're not concerned that she's going to become pregnant. That's she. Mitapechet. She yetzei hazera. Velo yiklot. Ve'afilu b'midi dememela matzi l'me'abad. V'chulan osot ken. All the ladies do this. And therefore, since you're not worried about the lady becoming pregnant in such a case, it's okay to marry her immediately. Oh, so now the question is, what about a biuda? If ladies are metapechet, so then why do we have to wait 3 months? So the Gemara says, Ve'idach, Haishin and Shema lo nepecha yafe yafe. According to the biuda, you're worried that it didn't work. That maybe she didn't do it the right way, and therefore the zera didn't come out, and she got pregnant. And therefore, she'll have to wait the 3 month period. Comes the Gemara and continues. Shine Emar, Velo ye ason, Ano shi'anesh. We learned in our Mishnah that, if, let's say, a person went and was ma'anes a lady that he's hayav mita on. Mita beti. For example, hayav sirefa. The Mishnah gave examples of that. For example, let's say a lady went with al. Ba'al bito, al bat bito, al bat benom. All those cases over there. En la'im knas. Why no knas? Yeah. Because the Mishnah said, since already he's mitchayev benafsho, we have a rule. Eno met umishalim. So the Gemara brought a proof of that. How do you know you don't get two punishments? You don't get mita and pay, because the pasuk says velo yehye ason anosh yanish. What was that proof? That said, a guy, let's say, was having a fight with somebody, and instead of hitting the guy, he hit a lady. Okay? And when a pregnant lady, and it says, Velo ye ason. If, let's say, she didn't die, so therefore, if she didn't die, there's no death penalty on him, then anosh yanesh, then he really has to pay. Implying what? Haim ye ason. If she does die, then he doesn't pay. Why? Because if she dies, he's hayav mita. So therefore, we see the law of Eno Met Umeshaleh from a Pasuk of Velo Yehye Ason. So comes the Gemara and says, Veha Me'acha Nafka. Do you know that law of Eno Met Umeshaleh from that Pasuk? Me'atam Nafka. We know it from somewhere else. From where? Keder Reshato. Which we learned earlier. The Pasuk says Keder Reshato. That you punish a person according to his Resha, according to the bed that he did. So we learn Nish'ato singular. Mishum Nish'a Ahat Ata Mehayibo Viyata Mehayibo Mishum Shte Rish'ayot. You only Mehayib a guy for one Rish'ut and not two. So therefore, you have a Pasuk already to teach me this law that what? Enomet Umishalem. So the Gemara says, Hada Bimita Umamon. The Hada b'malkut u'mamon. Do the varieties, which means the pasuk of Velo ye ason is teaching me where there's mita and mamon, and the pasuk of Keder Shatos teach me where there's malkut and mamon. They teach me what? That malkut and mamon loke ve'eno meshalem, mita ve'mamon met ve'eno meshalem. Now the only question is, why would you need two different dirashot to teach me, one for mita and one for Talkut. The point is, you should tell me. It's one. You mean just tell me once? I got the rule. You don't. Whenever there's another punishment with the mamon, you don't pay. What do you need a special punishment for? Mitan mamon and malkut mamon. So the Gemara says v'siricha. You need both. Di'i ashmi'inan mita umamon. If you're going to tell me mita umamon, that what you only get the mita and you don't get mamon. Mishum di'ika ibud neshama. So I'll tell you, because you're killing the guy. So that's ibud neshama. And that's the onish hamur. And if I say, listen, when you're giving the guy such an onish hamur, all right, you let him off with the monetary, because you're killing the guy. However, aval malkutu mamon deleka ibud neshama emalo. Remember, you're giving the guy only malkut where you're not killing the guy. So therefore, maybe give him both. Kama shmalan? No. I'll go the other way. V'i ashmeinan malkutu mamon. But if you tell me that, by malkutu mamon, I'll tell you, know why? Mishum delo hamir isure. I'll tell you, because he didn't do such a hamur isur, meaning an isur that's punishable by malkut is not such a stringent isur. Therefore, I'll tell you, in that case, just let him pay, just let him get the malkut, give him one punishment, and he can be off the hook with the money. Aval mitah umamon, but when he does a sin that's punishable by mitah, the hamir isure, that the isur is hamur, ema lo, I might say what? Give him both. Tzericha. To tell me what? No. Even my mitah, you only give him one punishment, the more stringent one. Good. Comes the Gemara and asks, Udre Bimeir, De Amar Loke Umeshalem. Now we learned Shittat Rabbi Meir. Very important Shittat. Rabbi Meir, all throughout Shas, a guy gets Malkut and he pays. So Kointim Tarti Lamali. So what do you need both Pesukim for? Which means Kointim, you only need the Pesukah Velo Ye Ason. To teach me that Enomet Umeshalem. But we didn't need Kederish Ato according to him. Because really, according to Rabbi Meir, yeah, loke, umeshalem. So Gemara says, Hada b'mita umamon. One, let's say, v'loi yasul suma mita umamon. That what? That you don't get both. V'hada b'mita umalkut. The other one is not the malkut umamon. Because malkut umamon, you get both. The other pasuk, Kederish Ato, is referring to a case where a guy did a avon with Hayav Mita and a Malkut. He did an item where you be Hayav two things, Mita and Malkut. And the Hadush of the Pasuk is to tell me, you only get Mita, you don't get the Malkut. So when you have a Mita and Mamon, you get Mita. When you have Mita and Malkut, you get Mita. But when you have Malkut and Mamon, according to Bimi Meir, you get both. So comes the Gemara and says, what do you need two Derashot for that for? Vitzericha. You know, why do I need one pasuk for mita and mamon and mita and malkut? So the Gemara says v'sinicha. You need both. Why? Di'i ashmi'inan mita umamon. Because if you just told me mita umamon and you tell me what, that you get mita in that case, I'll say mishum dehada begufe vehada bemamone lo avdinan. Because it's two different punishments. One is on the guy, mita is on the guy, and mamon is in his pocket. So therefore, it's two different punishments. I'm saying, listen, since it's two different punishments, one is a mita, one is a mamon, give the guy one, and finished. Aval b'mita malkut, but mita malkut, di'idi v'idi b'gufe, mita is on the guy's body, and malkut's on the guy's body. I would say like this, ema mita arichtahi. I might just say, you know what, it's all one long death. And therefore, maybe I would say do both. Kamash ma'alam, that even in a mitah malkut, you only do one. Now go the other way. V'i ashmi'inan mitah malkut. Now we say, sevara afuka. If you're going to tell me mitah malkut, you know what, I'll tell you only give one. V'tarti b'gufeh lo avdinan. Because you're not going to give the guy two punishments on his body. Give the guy one punishment on his body, the mita, and it'll be off with the malkut. Aval mita umamon, but when it comes to mita umamon, dehada begufe vehada bemamone, ima na'abid be. But when it came to mita umamon, when one is on his body and one is in his pocket, I might think you do both. Tzericha. Okay, good. So therefore, that's the hadush of the bimir. Now the Gemara goes on, and is doresh a pasuk. Okay, the pasuk is like this: Velo tikhu chofer lenefesh rotzayah. Now, literally, it means chofer is the money. Do not take money for the nefesh notzayah, for a murderer. Now we're understanding this to mean that if a guy commits murder, it's hayav mita, the pasuk is saying, lo techo kofer, don't take money from him. Which is mashma, he doesn't have to compensate the yorshin. Meaning what? Enomit umishalem. Lo techo kofer le nefesh notzayah. Because you're giving the guy the death penalty. So therefore, let him take his death penalty, and he's off the hook with the money. Now, so what do you see from here? Enomet umishalem. So what do you need this pasuk for? Already we have pasukim for this. We have the pasuk of Veloyi Ason for this. So therefore, the Gemara is asking, now we have a third pasuk. The Chariz pasuk is extra. So the Gemara says, Lamali. The Amar Rahmana. So the Gemara says, the pasuk is saying like this. Lo tishkol mamona mine v'tiftere miketala. Don't let the guy pay his way out of his death sentence. Lo tichrokof for the nefesh rotzayach, which means if the nefesh rotzayach wants to come along and say, "Listen, I'll pay money to the family. Please, just you know, could you get me off the hook?" No, lo tichrokof. Nefesh rotzayach, he's got to get his death penalty. Lo tichrokof, do not take money in lieu of a sentence. Rashi, right? Lo tikun kofer mashman name im targenu lo tash te'anshenu b'mamon. Right? It's mashman from the pasuk. If you're going to give him the death penalty, he doesn't pay. Well, we know that already. De'amar rahmana shenuyahu. That's the answer. De'mishaninan lav lashminan de'lo ta'bid betarti lashminan b'chiyuv mita lebada shelo yivde b'mamon. The case stops about the guy's hayav mita. He cannot redeem himself monetarily. Look, we have another pasuk now. Lo tikhu kofer lanus el ir miklato. Now that's talking about over here where you have, let's say, a rotzeach that killed Bishogeg. Good? So the rotzeach that killed Bishogeg, where does he go to? To galut, to ir miklat. So the pasuk is saying, lo tikhu kofer. Again, do not take money to a guy lanus el ir miklato. That's masra what? You don't give him two punishments. You don't make him pay compensation to the family and go to Galut. So you only let him go to Galut. So the Gemara says, Lamali. Same question. What do you mean? Of course, you don't give two punishments. I thought we established that already. The Gemara says, no. De'amar Rahmana, lo tishkol mamona mine v'tiftere min Galut. Same point. Do not take money from him in order to buy his way out from going to Galut. If a rotzeach killed Mishogeg, he's got to go to Galut. We're not going to let him say, "Oh, pay money to the family, just let me stay home." No, you cannot take money. So now basically we have two pesukim. One says you don't take money to poter a guy from Ayub Mita. And one pesuk says you don't take money to poter a guy from Galut. So the Gemara says, "Vetre kera'e lamali." What are you both pesukim for? So the Gemara says, "Had Mishogeg." V'had b'mezid, which is why you need one pasuk by shogeg and one pasuk by mezid. V'sirich, you need. De'i ashme'inan mezid. If you gave me a regular case where a guy killed b'mezid, mishum de'hamid isureh. I say, you know why he can't buy his way out? Because already isur hamur, the guy killed b'mezid. Aval b'shogeg de'lo hamid isureh emalo. But maybe a case where a guy only killed b'shogeg, I might say, you know what, maybe if he pays his way out, we'll let him get off. Now go the other way. If you're going to tell me the case of Shogeg, I'll tell you, Mishum deleka ibud neshama. So listen, you can't buy your way out because you're not going to die. So never go sit in the galut. I'm not going to let you buy your way out to save yourself from an exile. Aval mezid ika ibud neshama. But in the case of mezid, his life is on the line. He's going to die. So maybe I'll say, to save your life, you can pay to save your life. Emalo tzericha. Therefore, we need that person. Like, even if Ayub Mita, we do not have an opportunity to buy his way out. Okay, good. Now the Gemara comes along and makes another pasuk in the same subject. Vela ares lo yichupar ladam asher shupach ba ki im bedam Shofecho, which means the pasuk is like the only way that there can be kapara for a guy that spilled somebody's blood is how ki'im bedam shofecho, with the blood of the one that spilled it, which means he needs to die, which is mashma money is not gonna fix it over here. So the Gemara says Lamali, what do you need this pasuk for? I thought we just learned already. Lo tekon kof in the nefesh lo tzayah. Now you tell me the only way it can be kapara is ki im bedam shofecho. Right, that she says ki im bedam shofecho velo pepidyon mamon. Lamali, melo tekon kof in nafka. But we just learned this from lo tekon kof. So Gemara says mevae le lichdetanya. You need it for the following brayta. Minayin she'im nit'arefa egla. You know the case of egla arufa. Somebody have a body, right? A dead body between two cities, and lo nodami ikau. You don't know who murdered him. So the rabbis have to come along and measure where the body is to the closest city. And that closest city has to go, the zekinim bring a egla arufa to a certain river, and they have to say, yadenu lo shafechu, they have to ask for kapara, and they break the neck of the egla arufa, and that's kapara for them. So the deen is like this. Minayin she'im nit'arefa egla, ve'aharkak nimsa horeg. And then they found the murderer. Minayin she'en potrin oto. How do you know you don't poter him? Because you might argue and say, so you have kapara already. They slaughtered the egla arufa. Shne'emar ve'la ares lo yichupar ladam asher shupak ba. And the end of the pasuk says ki'im bedam shofecho. So therefore, that pasuk is teaching a new hadush. That what? That even though egla arufa was brought, the guy still got to die. So it's nothing to do with money now. It's talking about egla arufa. Look at Rashi. שאין פותרים אותו לומר כבר נתכפר בעודו ספק שהעגלה מכפרת על הספק. But egla arufa mechaper on sefek when you don't know who did it. So maybe I'll say, okay, well, at that point you don't know who did it. So therefore, maybe it's mechaper kamash malan. It's only mechaper until the guy actually dies. So comes the Gemara and says, ואתה תבער הדם הנקי mikrbecha lamali. That's what we're talking about. By egla arufa, the pasuk says that even after you bring the egla arufa, still it says, and you must eradicate damanaki mikrbecha, which means if you find the rotsayah, you gotta kill him. So what do you need this pasuk that we just quoted again? Which is, you must eradicate the innocent blood. You got to find the rotsayah. So obviously it's not mechaper after you put the egla arufa. That's the Gemara's question. That she says, ve'atat ba'ir batar arifa ketif. And that's after the arifa. So Gemara said, no. Meve'ele lichdetanya. Minayin lemumatim besayif shumin as-savar. How do we know that a person that's hayav mitat sayif? That's one of the punishments over here. Let's say somebody's a murderer. Rotsayach, the punishment is sayif, which is a punishment of the sword. So the Gemara says, how do you know that the sword, you do it by the savar? You kill the guy by the neck. Tamud lomar ve'ata teba'er adam anaki mikerbecha. Hukshu kol shofke damim le'egla arufa. Ma lehalan. Min as-savar, af shufchei damim min as-savar. Which is just like egla arufa. Where do you kill the egla from? Yeah. From the neck. So too, when it says ba'atat teba'ir, the same way you kill the egla, that's the way you're going to kill the rotsayim. So from that pasuk we learn, from where do you kill a rotsayah? From the neck. Comes Gemara and says, "Ima lehalan bekofitz." So maybe if you're already making connections, so maybe just like egla arufa, use a big knife to hack the head off the egla. Umimul oref, and you also hit him from the back of the neck. Afka bekofitz umimul oref. So maybe too by a mitat hedik, you're going to use a kofitz, an axe, and a the back of the neck. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabbar Abu, Amar Kera, Ve'avda le'acha kamocha. And what do you learn from ve'avda le'acha kamocha? Beror lo mita yafa. From here, we're like, even somebody that's hayav mita in betin, you have to choose for him the dignified or the easiest or the less painful of the deaths. And therefore, even him now, because once already he's getting punished, he's bichlal le'acha. Even though he committed a sin, now he's accepting his punishment, so he's le'acha now. You have to treat him with the right way. Good. Now she says, "Mita yafa, besayif, umisad the simanim." You kill him in the front of the neck by the simanim. Why? Shiamut maher. In order that he dies quickly. Okay. Right. Now she says, "Beror lo mita yafa, umehay ta'ama lo ava shem'ina min asavar." You still don't know the neck over there. The im yitchav sakim bilibo avinami mita yafa. You would have put a knife in his heart, so you kill him immediately. It also would have been mita yafa. So that's why you need the pasuk of egla arufah to say it's from the neck, because there could be another mita yafa by the heart itself. Very good. Okay, comes the Gemara and continues. Okay, it says in the Torah like this. Let's say somebody's hayav mita. Okay, kol herem asher yahoram min adam lo yipadeh. Which means it sounds like this. Anybody that's and this is more chumah at the end of the pasuk. Just mashma. Anybody that's hayav mita will not accept any payment. Kol herem lo yahoram. He wants to give a tashlum. He wants to give a payment. Well, we'll not accept the payment. Elawat, substitution or restitution for his debt. Elawat, motyumat. So the Gemara says, Lamali. Ready, we have the pasuk of Lotik Hokofer and Nefesh Rotsayah. Right? That's he. Kol Herem, Mashma Lashon, Hibe Mitot. Kemo Zobir Laluim Yahoram. So Kol Herem, anybody that's Hayab Mita, Asher Yahoram Mina Adam, that's Hayab, Lo Yipadeh. Lo yipadeh means he cannot redeem himself. Meaning when we'll take a money payment. Ela what? Motumat. We need that from, we know it from already, lo tekhu kofer. Right? So the Gemara says, Miv'eh lelichdetanyo. You need that pasuk for the following derasha. Minayin liyotze learig. The guy, they're taking him out to kill, to die. Ve'amar ehad erko alay. A guy comes along and says, I accept upon myself to pay to the Beit HaMikdash this guy's value. The guy that's going out to get killed, everybody has a certain erech, a certain value. So he says, Erko alay Rashi, Vafapi she'erech eno lefi damim el lefi shanim. Now normally the Torah already gave us a clear chart of exactly how much everybody's erech is worth, according to the age of the person, which means this erech is not how much he's worth if you sold him on the market. Every male or female, based on his age, has a certain standard erech. Lo amar klum, that she says. The me'ate kira'acha bai herem lashon ekdesh. Because this pasuk over here comes along and says, once the guy's hayav mita, he has no erech. How do you know that from? Minayin shelo amar klum. How do you know he said nothing? Shnei amar. Kol herem asher yahoram, which means kol herem, a guy, let's say, made something hekdesh asher yahoram min adam lo yipadeh, which means once already he's guilty, and a person, let's say, wants to donate something to hekdesh based on this guy's value, lo yipadeh, you don't have to redeem it, which means it's worthless. Yachol af kodem shenigmar dino ken. What about, let's say, before Gibarati, before the betting sentenced him? Tamud Omar, Mina Adam, Velo Kola Adam. Mina Adam, from part of the people, but not all of the people. This is Mashba, before Gibarati, he has a value. Therefore, if you say, this Eirich of this guy's on me, you have to pay whatever his worth is. But once already is Gibarati, Lo Yipade, does not have to be redeemed. Okay, so that's that. Rabbi Hananya ben Akavya de Amar ne'irach. But according to Rabbi Hananya ben Akavya, he says, no, there is an erech that you have to pay. Why? Because bottom line, the price is already established. What does it mean his price is established? But Torah lefi shanim velo damid omer damav alai the damim enlo aval erech yeshlo, which means that Hanan Gavra says there's a difference between saying damav alai or erki alai. If he would have said damav alai, his worth, he has no worth now. How much could you sell this guy for? He's on death row. So damav enlo, but erech. The Torah tells us what Erech is. A guy that's this age, it's not you selling him. The Torah tells me a guy that's this age over has a certain value. So according to him, what do we need this pasuk of Kol Harem Asher Yahoram Lo Yipadeh? So he says Mev'ele Lichtetanya. We need it for the following Braita. רבי ישמעאל בן עוצר רבי יוחנן בן ברוקה אומר לפי שמצינו למומתים בידי שמיים. A guy, let's say, that's חייב במיטה בידי שמיים. That's a case of, let's say, your guy is an ox. And the ox was a shor mu'ad, it was warned already. And it went and it killed somebody. Now, you never kill a person for the actions of his animal. But if the animal killed, so that owner is now chayav mita bidei shamayim. So the deen is, how do you know shenotni mamonu mitkaped lahem, that they can pay and they can get off the mita shene'emar im kofer yushat alav? If you put a kofer is a payment on him. So the end of the pasuk says v'natan pidyon nafsho, which means he can be poder himself with a payment. Yachol af bide adamken. Oh, so I might have thought just like mita bide shamayim, you could buy, you could pay yourself out. So to mita bide adam, Talmud Omar, harem min adam lo yipade, meaning a death that comes bide adam lo yipade. Ve'en li ela mitot hamurot shelo nitna shigatan kapara, which is I might have think what maybe only averot that are considered mitot hamurot, that wa chelon nitna shigatan the kapara. Meshi. Let's read the mimuatim bidei shamayim. Kegon mi sharag shoro et nefesh. That is shor killed somebody. Dichti be yumat velo mitat beddin. When it says yumat over there, when the guy sure killed, it's not mitat betin. Then afkalam besanedrin mot yumat amake rotseyahu al retzihato atahorgo viatahorgo al retzihat choro. You never kill a guy on retzihat choro. Va'al yumat bide shamayim yachol afkibe mitot betin yivdu bebamon. Talmud Omar herem min adam. Adam shmeuyaf herem. An adam that's meuyaf herem. That's meuyaf a death penalty. אלא מיתות חמורות שלא נתנו שחרר לכפרה כיוון דקרא לא פריש כל מיתות, which is the mita, the pasuk just tells you that when a person dies מיתת בית דין you can't pay. Well, didn't tell me what type of בית דין. So מסתייך אי שדית אך חומרה דאין ממונו מצילו המיתות חמורות, which means maybe it's only going to go on what מיתות חמורות ומייני הוא כגון העושה חמורה באביב. What's considered מיתה חמורה? A guy that's saying, oh, puts a blemish in his father, causes his father, bruises his father, or גונב נפש מישראל, or let's say he kidnaps a Jewish person, שאין כפרה כתובה בשגגתו, which means if a guy does these types of עוונות בשוגג, there is no kapara for him, which the Torah doesn't say like bring a korban or something like that. She'en karet bizdono delehayev hatat b'shigigato, which you have a rule like this, yeah. That any avon that there's no karet b'mezid, there's no hatat b'shogeg. Understand? Which means if there's karet bizadon, so then there's b'shogeg, there is a hatat. So I might have thought what this is considered. אין לי אלא מיתות חמורות שלא ניתנה שגגתן לכפרה. However, מיתות קלות, what does מיתות קלות mean? A type of punishment that has a כפרה בשוגג, that what? שניתנה שגגתן לכפרה, I mean, and how do you know also that what? Such a מיתה, for example, שבת. Mm. שבת would be considered מיתה קלה. In what sense? Because if a person did the Shabbat b'shogeg, you can get off. How could you get off? Bring a korban. Mm-hmm. So I might have thought, types of averot, that if you get a mitat beti, but it's a type of mitah, that if you did it b'shogeg, you'd be acquitted because of the korban. Maybe that we could pay yourself off. Tamud omar kol harem. What does the kol come and teach me? Any type of death that a person is getting from a betin, he cannot buy himself off. That's mitot kadot. Hainu kol mitot amurot bem karet azedono belo atra'a yesh kapara b'shikata b'hatat kegon avodat kukavim. Okay, avodat is an example. Shabbat is an example. Arayot ina mer rotzeyach yesh kapara shikato begalut. Even rotzeyach, he has kapara also. Not with korban, but he has kapara with Galut, so he went into exile. So therefore the Hiddush of Rabbi Hananya ben Akabiah is that the Basuk of Kol Harem is teaching me what? Kol Harem. So therefore there's a difference between Mitabi de Shamayim and Mitat Beti. Mitabi de Shamayim, Kofed Yushat Alav. If it's animal gored and killed somebody, you could pay, compensate, you don't get Mitabi de Shamayim. Mitat Beti. Mitat Beti, there's no way paying yourself out. Oh, maybe only Mitat Beti that are Hamurot, that don't allow themselves to be mikhupar if you did it b'shogeg. No, kol chayrib. That what? All types of, I mean, even averot kalot. Right? That mitot kalot, where you can get kapara for the shogeg. Comes the Gemara and says, velo memela melot chukofer shamat mine. Which means, didn't we learn already this inyan from the pasuk of Lotik Hukofer? What did it say? Lotishkol mamona mine v'tiftere. Which means already, you told me this already. When a guy is hayav mita, do not take money from him and be poter him. Now, what are we talking about over here? A rotzayah. And the rotzayah is a case of what? A mita kala. Where the person gets, if he doesn't pay mezid, he's hayav mita. And if he doesn't be shogeg, there's kapara in galut. Mm-hmm. And the person goes to be even from mitah kala, you can't take a payment. So therefore, what do you need the pasuk of kol harem? Mm-hmm. That's the question. Look at that. See, velo memela shamat la melot kum kofen haga berotzeyah ketiba. That's written by rotzeyah. V'netna kapara shigato. So the Gemara says, "Kol harem lamali amari bivarhama itzterich." You need both pesukim. Salka datach amina, which is if I just would have had the pesuk of velotichu kofir, right? I would say, "Ani mile hecha deharago derech aliyah." I would say that that's only in a case where the guy who killed his friend b'mizid, he killed him derech aliyah. Which means there's two ways of killing a person. Either where the hand is going up, or where the hand is going down. So the Gemara says, I would have thought that person was talking about dafka, where he killed him derech aliyah, shelo nitna shigigato lechapara. Which is in this case over here, if a person killed him derech aliyah, there's no kapara on galut. Which means when a guy kills derech aliyah, we don't look at that shogeg as atonable to go to galut. There's two ways of killing. When a guy kills derech aliyah, so that's more of a mezid. There's different types of shogegs. You have a shogeg that's karov le mezid. And therefore, maybe I would have thought that which type of rotzayah doesn't have a chance to get a kapara, therefore you cannot buy yourself out. That's about rotzayah that killed derech aliyah, where if he did it b'shogeg, there's no kapara for galut in such a case. But when he killed him, derech yiridah. So in that case, there is kapara b'shogeg, if he did b'shogeg. Then it does get to the kapara, ema nishkom amram nevftereh, kamash maran kol harem. That any type of death, whether we kill them bem bederech aliyah, bem bederech yiridah, there is going to be no kapara, which means he cannot buy himself out. Look at the dashi, hani mile. Which means waving his hand from behind him, he killed him. Because we have a special pasuk. When it comes to galut, the pasuk says kedikli vayapil derech nefila. The only time a guy goes to go, if he, let's say he killed him derech nefila b'shogeg. So therefore, I would have thought that what? Maybe a rotseyach. There's two different rotseyim. Which direction did he kill him in? If he killed him derech aliyah, I would have said, you know, that guy over there, he cannot pay his way. You know why? Because if he did the same action b'shogeg, there's no galut. Oh, that's considered hamura. And therefore, I'll tell you what, this guy cannot pay. But maybe when he killed the guy b'mezid derech yirida, whereas if he did it b'shogeg, he would have a galut. Maybe that guy could pay himself. Karmash malan kol chayrim. Any type of way where the guy killed and he's hayab, he does not be able to pay his way out. Baruch Amen.